877-207-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Whenever you are desiring something that is contrary to God's will, you in other words, you pick up your cross. Tell somebody, because God's got something better. He knows better. And so when we pick up our cross daily, what we are doing, we are determining, we are making a willing effort to die to ourselves. Okay? And that's picking up the cross. That's the cross. And that's what God wants us to learn, because his aspirations, his design for our life is always greater than what we perceive. Many times we want just immediate gratification. We want it now. But God says, no, pick up your cross. If you carry your cross all the way, you see, there's a whole nother dimension of life than the life even that we have now. When you carry things to the cross and you die, see, the cross is symbolic of death, dying to self. In your flesh there dwelleth no good thing. Face it. Own up to the fact. In your flesh there dwelleth no good thing. As a matter of fact, only thing that comes out of the flesh is humanistic stuff. No matter, you know, right around this time of season, people are giving. Come January. Until you get out of my face. You don't know me. But right now they're giving. It's humanistic. It's just, you know, human nature. That's the best the flesh has to offer, but it ain't for real. Anyway, they're trying to do it to get, you know, get something back on their taxes. A lot of them, not everybody, but you understand me? That's flesh. And in the flesh there dwelleth no good thing. But when we die to self and we express a higher life, the Zoe life, the God kind of life, that's what carries the qualities of transformation. That's when your life can impact other people's lives for change. Are you hearing? It's a whole other quality. When you die to yourself, when you go to Calvary, when you go to Golgotha and die to yourself and get nailed on the cross of Jesus, when he died, see, he was alone. He said, except the corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abides alone. It's a seed. But when it dies, it's going to bring forth. And when he died, like I said, little did the enemy know what was going to happen. He opened a box. Now you got the kingdom of God is spread all over the earth. Every nation, every kindred, every tongue. It's all over the place. Now, it was just one before he died. And see, right now, you are very limited in your might and in your power and in your production and what you can do until you die to yourself. When you die to yourself, see, that's what dying for a Christian in this aspect is all about. Because God wants to multiply some stuff. He wants to increase some things. Your influence has to grow. Your voice has to be heard. Amen. There's something that's got to be magnified, but it can only come through death. And even the quality of life, when you die to self, it changes. See, we want resurrection life. When Jesus walked on the planet, Emmanuel, God with us, when he walked on the planet in a body, he never went outside the confines of Israel. But when he died and he sent the Holy Ghost, they took his nature, his presence, his word everywhere. Do you understand? So that's the significance and importance of your dying. Also the fact that it's not by your power, nor by your might, not by your gift, not by how you can out-argue someone, how you can talk someone down, how you can commit, none of that stuff. It's by his spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. I want to show you something here. Go with me to Romans chapter 8. Let's start at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Verse 9 is what I want to emphasize in our lesson on mega grace and by my Spirit. In verse 9, if we have it up there, verse 9 of Romans 8, the scripture says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Okay, I want to divide this verse, but I don't want to divide this verse because it's not division. But I want to stop there. The first part of this verse says, but if ye are in the flesh, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. I want to emphasize there the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. But here in the second part of that verse, it says, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So I want to distinguish, not divide, because it's not a division, but it is a distinction. The Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. All right, if we're going to enter into that dimension of mega grace, you must be able to distinguish. There's no difference, but there's a distinction. When we talk about the Spirit of God, our emphasis is on power and authority. Dunamis. Amen? Spirit of God, the emphasis is on power and might. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the dunamis, the enabling. Amen. And that is truly a facet of our walk. And there are times where you must, as I often say, engage your dunamis. Amen. Tread upon serpents and scorpions. Bind and loose. Amen. Pull down strongholds. Amen. Wield your sword. But I want to show you the pathway into the mega grace. Not by power. Not by might. You see, here's the danger with the power and the might. Some folk that are saved but are carnal will illegally exercise power and might to get things that are illegal. That are outside of God's will. But they'll use or misuse their authority. We've seen it. People using their authority, using might, using Jesus' name to do all kind of weird and off-the-wall stuff. And getting stuff, just using. Amen? That's the danger of the emphasis being on power and authority. That's why God takes you through a wilderness. To get you dependent upon him. See, he said, except we become as little children. Amen. Is that right? Amen. What do we mean? We don't mean, and not to call little children ignorant in their own right. They're very smart, very perceptive. You know, someone that's evil, pick them up and they start screaming. Amen. Right away they know this is an evil person. And we don't even know it. So children, it doesn't mean ignorance, but children, when he says we must become as little children, it means he wants us to become dependent. Amen. Come on. If we're going into the mega grace, you have to learn how to be dependent. See, Jesus said, no man takes my life. See, if I don't want him to take it, I got the dunamis. I have the power and the might. I can say a word. Angels will come. Destroy them all. But how then will all scripture be fulfilled? How will the mega grace come? How will the next dimension, the next chapter be written? See, where you're going is not by power. It's not by might, even though you have it, but it's by his spirit, saith the Lord. This is the mega grace. I'm telling you, when we get into the mega grace, see, God wants to get you out of your box, out of your comfort zone, out of familiarity, out of what you just can control yourself, to where now you're dependent upon God. If God doesn't come through, which he will, you're sunk. But how many know he's not going to let you sink? Even when Peter began to sink, he grabbed him and led him back to the boat. He wasn't going to let him drown. Amen. So there's a mega grace, a great grace that's going to put the headstone, that's going to finish this thing off. And the whole purpose is that no flesh can glory. No one can say, look what I did. I'm the one prayed. I'm the one decreed. I'm the one said it. I'm the one that gave. I'm the one that did. No, no. God said, no. It's going to be by my spirit, saith the Lord, where God himself will receive the glory. Amen. So the spirit of God in that verse, if I may refer it to, the main emphasis being on power and on might. Amen. Tell somebody, you got it. But just because you got it, doesn't mean that God wants you just to be flaunting it. You're a bull in a china shop because you got it. You just going on scaring everybody. Boo! Get out my way. Flexing on everybody. I don't want that. But you have that. And you've seen out there, people have it, and they misuse it. They misuse liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. Amen. For an occasion to the flesh. But God doesn't want that. That's not God's will. Amen. So the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, in that first part of that verse, the main emphasis is on the power and authority, the Holy Ghost.
We are continuing in part 3 of Mega Grace. By my spirit, says the Lord. Zechariah 4, verses 5 through 6 says, Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Our future is not in might, and we must learn how to move by his spirit. Grace is God's ability. It's unmerited, unearned, and undeserved. The body of Christ must have the understanding of the times which we are in. Haggai 2 and 3 says, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Walking in the Spirit will allow saints to let go and let God. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.